Where's the money? Where's the money?
Money talks.
Everybody needs money. That's why they call it money.
Isn't this guy supposed to be a millionaire?
Just follow the money.
Yes, well, all of us little people dream about millions. In Washington, D.C., it's billions they transact in. And the big winner in the GOP budget unveiled yesterday is the Pentagon, while the big losers are food stamp recipients. How big of losers are those food stamp recipients? Well, Texas Representative Mike Conaway did not want to get specific.
I'm not answering your question. Okay. It's premature. I'm giving you the classic political nonsense. It's premature. I'm not going to give you a specific where I'm going to cut anything, where it's going to be proposed. I'm going to look at all of them and give you that kind of the 10,000-foot, nonsensical kind of thing that we're polished to do.
All right, Mike. All right. I'll stop asking. House Republicans want the new GOP-led Senate to pass a filibuster-proof bill and put it on the president's desk where the real horse trading on federal spending could then begin. Joining me now, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Hey there, Todd.
Hi, John.
So I'm looking at this budget. It seems like the old program of the Republicans, but with the new faces in the House and Senate, they've got the majorities, so they want to just try to get past what they could never get past in the past.
Very, very similar this year to the Ryan budget of years past, which was so politically consequential for so many Republicans in their elections. So this budget, courtesy of the new Senate budget chairman, Tom Price of Georgia, is very similar to the Ryan budget in its broad outlines. But defense is the huge difference. Why? Because of sequestration. You remember those automatic cuts. This goes back to all the budget fights and the fiscal cliffs from 2011 and 2012. Well, sequestration is in place. And this next year, John, sequestration says an automatic $54 billion cut to the Pentagon, even below the existing caps that cap Pentagon spending. Now, President Obama said to lawmakers in his budget, hey, I'll go above the caps. We can help staunch the pain of sequestration to the Pentagon and to military spending. I'll offer to go above those caps by around $55 or $58 billion. John, House Republicans are going way beyond him. They say, we'll go you one better. We'll go to $94 billion over the caps. We want a huge increase. But here's the problem. They also want to balance the budget and reduce the deficit. This budget promises to balance in 9 years and cut spending, not billions, John, $5.5 trillion. And so you say, all this money for increased defense spending to get around sequestration has to come from somewhere. How are House Republicans doing it? By pouring the money into an account that's not subject to sequestration, war spending, the account that funds the former wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's called OCO, Overseas Contingency Operations. And Tom Price is saying, let's put the money in there. It's not subject to sequestration. And then defense hawks in the House and Senate can feel good about Pentagon increases. John, the problem with that approach is conservatives, House conservatives who like sequestration. They like the spending limits, and they say, no gimmicks. We're all for the Pentagon, but we're not going for that.
Seems like a lot of gimmicks. If you look at the math here on the social side, $165 billion in cuts to food stamps and other so-called welfare programs. How are they going to do that?
Well, let's listen to Budget Chairman Tom Price talk about food stamps here.
The welfare programs, we encourage working as a component of participating in a welfare program for able-bodied adults. The SNAP program, the food stamps program, we believe is much better run at the state level as opposed to the federal level. Each and every one of those things gets you a certain amount of savings.
Would people feel those cuts, or is he just talking about closing loopholes and efficiencies?
No, they would absolutely feel them. The most of the savings in this proposed Republican budget come from big cuts to Medicaid and Medicare over 10 years. Now, up to $165 billion, as you said, has to come from other domestic programs, and that's food stamps are the biggest part of that. Now, you heard Mike Conaway, at the top of the segment that you played. He doesn't want to talk about how much of those remaining cuts would be food stamps because it's a little bit early. It's up to $165 billion. Remember, last year, Congress cut $9 billion from the food stamps program. Nobody knows how much those cuts could be if there's ever a budget agreement here, but it's definitely the case that this Republican budget envisions paying for a lot of those defense increases with cuts to food stamps, Medicaid, and Medicare. No doubt about it.
Does it also envision a presidential veto at this point?
That's almost inevitable. However, there's going to be a lot of negotiations down the road because the president also wants tax reform. And if Republicans can fold an agreement on tax reform into this big budget fight, there are a lot of decisions that have to get made.
Todd Zwillick, takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You got it, John.